All right, I want you to watch this video of Donald Trump explaining his plan regarding Iran, winding down the war, and making sure we regain control of the Strait of Hormuz. Watch this and try to tell me he's not just BSing his way through. As friend of the show Aaron Rupar puts it, Trump's latest comments on Iran make it very clear he's trying to bullshit his way through this entire thing. And that is exactly what I see. He doesn't have concrete answers. He doesn't have a grasp on the history of the nation. If he knew about the United States, Great Britain, and all these other countries' relationship with Iran, our overthrowing of Mossadegh and installing of the Shah back in the 50s, he would maybe understand why things are a bit more complex than he realizes. But either way, he's trying to bullshit his way through, and we're going to break this down. As always, if you want to help boost our pro-democracy message, make sure you drop a like. We are every single day fighting an uphill battle against these MAGA media moguls. We've got Elon Musk, which owns Twitter. We've got right-wingers that own almost all these platforms, and we are pushing back on the lie. So make sure you subscribe below. We're so close to 2 million subscribers. Let's start off with this clip of Trump BSing his way through.
No, we're not going to let that. It's international water. If they're doing that, nobody knows if they're doing that, but if they're doing that, we're not going to let that happen.
What would a good deal look like for you?
No nuclear weapon, number one. You know, I think it's already been regime change, but we never had that as a criteria. No nuclear weapon. That's 99% of it.
Strait of Hormuz as well?
Yeah, but that'll open up automatically. The answer is yes, but the strait will open up. If we just left, the strait's going to, otherwise they make no money.
It kind of reminds me, when he says the strait will open up automatically, it reminds me of when he said regarding COVID, it's going to disappear. One day, like a miracle, it will disappear. That was 5 or 6 years ago, and COVID has still not disappeared. Yes, it is lowered. It's not a, entirely ravaging pandemic, but COVID still exists. It did not magically disappear. The problem with the Strait of Hormuz will not magically disappear. He's asked what a good deal would look like, and he brings up nuclear enrichment, but we already had a deal in place to limit that. It's also worth pointing out the Iranians have no incentive to negotiate with an administration that has lied to them, that has bombed them during negotiations. They have refused to talk with Steve Witkoff and only want to talk with J.D. Vance now because Steve Witkoff was seen as betraying them and leading them on while Trump was waiting to strike. I don't think Iran is incentivized to move away from nukes right now. They're incentivized to move towards nukes.
So the strait's going to open, but what we have is no nuclear weapon, but we'll open the strait anyway. Don't forget, we don't use the strait. Other countries use the strait. So we do have other countries coming up, and they'll help out. But we don't use it. It won't be easy. It won't be. I would say this: we will have that open fairly soon.
What's your backup plan? What's your backup plan?
This is a good one. He gets asked, "What's your backup plan?" And his face looks like he just got asked, if he killed somebody's family. Like, dude, a backup plan. I don't have a backup plan.
You don't need a backup plan.
Oh, he actually said it.
We have the military is defeated. Their military is gone. They have, we've degraded just about everything. They have very few missiles. They have very little manufacturing capability. We've hit them hard. Our military is amazing, the job they've done.
It gets even more absurd in this next clip. I got into a bit of a debate last night on Cuomo's News Nation show about whether or not we've won or lost this war. I took the affirmative position, we have lost this war. I'm one of the few people saying it, that even though we have military dominance, and even though our military destroyed their 50-year-old Navy and their 60-year-old Air Force, we have lost this war on the global stage by ceding regional control to Iran and allowing them to control the Strait of Hormuz, toll the Strait of Hormuz, tax the Strait of Hormuz, tariff the Strait of Hormuz, if you will, and gain more money, therefore slapping around the United States. One of our negotiation asks now is just reopening the Strait of Hormuz, which is returning it back to the status quo. A negotiation ask being a return to the status quo is not a victory by any means. He gets asked here, you're not going to let Iran toll the strait, are you? And he says no, but it's worth pointing out they're already doing that.
You have a good team, and they meet tomorrow. We'll see how it all works out.
You're not going to let them toll the strait, are you? I mean, it's international.
No, we're not going to let that. It's international water. If they're doing that, nobody knows if they're doing that. But if they're doing that, we're not going to let that happen.
Donald Trump agreed to a 10-point framework as a starting point. It was a starting basis of the negotiations. That 10-point framework included within it that Iran could toll any oil going through the Strait of Hormuz. This sets the precedent that any country with a strait or a passageway off of its coast can just point missiles at that and begin to extort other countries. There are international laws against this. Yet Donald Trump did he just invoke international law as well after threatening to genocide all of Iran? Did I just hear him actually say that?
No, we're not going to let that. It's international water.
International water.
If they're doing that, nobody knows if they're doing that. But
so he's trying to invoke this idea that international water has some sort of law included in it. But he's the one that's breaking international law. What about this one? He says, we're going to open up the Gulf with or without them.
What's going on? They're militarily defeated. And now we're going to open up the Gulf with them, with or without them. But that'll be open. We're going to be, or the Strait, as they call it. And I think it's going to go pretty quickly. And if it doesn't, we'll be able to finish it off one way or the other. It's going well.
We're back to threatening them one way or the other. I saw some comment yesterday saying, Adam, you can't say the United States lost because then how are we going to make movies about this in 20 years claiming that we've won? That's basically at the end of the day what it is. It's propaganda coming from this administration. At least Fox News is able to admit Iran is demanding fees from vessels. Didn't Donald Trump just say a second ago it's not going to happen? It's not happening?
Yeah, hey guys, good morning. With high-stakes talks scheduled this weekend in Islamabad, Pakistan, an Israeli intelligence official tells Fox News Iran is indeed demanding fees for the few vessels it's allowing to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. This official adds, the Strait is effectively under full IRGC control. They decide who gets to go through, but more importantly, who doesn't. I am told that there is intelligence being shared in the intel community about how Iran is trying to tighten its grip on this Strait ahead of the negotiations this weekend. Overnight.
Okay, interesting. So when he says, this is Fox News, by the way, not some crazy liberal source. This is Fox News. This is somebody in Tel Aviv, Israel, saying the Strait is effectively under IRGC control. Now, the question I'd ask Donald Trump or anyone in the administration or any Republican is, if we've won this war so decisively, if we've obliterated their military for the second time, then how come the Strait of Hormuz is being closed down by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps? The answer is actually simple, and Republicans will never, ever answer this. I've asked them so many times on CNN and other debates. They'll never answer this. The reality is the IRGC's Navy still exists. Iran has two separate navies. One of them we did destroy, and it's not that impressive. It was a 60-year-old Navy that was gifted to them by the United Kingdom. You can look this up. Look up. Was Iran's Navy old? Yes, it was old as hell. It was 60 years old. They couldn't even upgrade it because we had sanctions on them for bringing in new parts. Now, they have another Navy, though. The other Navy is called the IRGC Navy. This includes drones, sea ships, these little suicide boats that they send in, mines that they place in the sea. That is what is closing off the Strait of Hormuz. There is a critical, critical distinction right there. Let's finish this clip of Trump.
The Navy's gone. The Air Force is gone.
No, it's not. I literally just debunked what he said. How does he say in one breath, the Navy and Air Force are gone, but then he says in the next breath, we're working on getting the Strait back open? You can't have both at the same time, man.
And I think it's going to go pretty quickly. And if it doesn't, we'll be able to finish it off one way or the other. It's going well. The Navy's gone. The Air Force is gone. All anti-aircraft is gone. The leaders are gone. The whole place is gone. So we'll see how it turns out. So it's JD and Steve and Jared. You have a good team, and they meet tomorrow. We'll see how it all works out.
I've made these points over and over, but an 86-year-old Khamenei was replaced by a 30-year younger son who is more radical. The regime still exists. It's still intact. It's still deeply embedded in Iran. And America is rapidly losing any sort of credibility on the global stage. This war is unpopular. It was a loss. Donald Trump knows that. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe his demented brain thinks he won this. I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.